Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is Jesus Said, The Kingdom of God is Within You. Why did he say that? Well, many people ask him about it. When will the kingdom of God begin, they asked. Is the Pharisees, people, his own party, his own group of men who is with him, asked him, when will we know when the kingdom of God has come? Well, I'm so glad that you're able to read the Bible with me in 1 year. I start in January and I end in December. I pray that you will benefit from the Word of God, then God will increase in your life. And I'm so happy that you could start with us today. In Luke chapter 17, one day the Pharisees asked Jesus, when will the kingdom of God begin? And Jesus replied, the kingdom of God isn't ushered in with visible signs. You will not be able to say, it has begun here in this place, there in that part of the country, or, for the kingdom of God is within you. Later, he talked again about this subject with his disciples. The time is coming when you will long for me to be with you, even for a single day, but I won't be here. He said, reports will reach you that I have returned and that I am in this place or that place, but don't believe it and don't go out looking for me. Because when I return, you will know it beyond all doubt. You will have no doubt when the Lord Jesus returns. Why? Because in Revelation, it tells exactly how he's coming back. The seventh trumpet, going to be a trumpet sound, and the whole world is going to hear that sound. And then the sky is going to open up, and you're going to be able to see Jesus coming back in the sky on a white horse. And it describes him explicitly. It's in the Word of God. Don't be afraid of the book of Revelation. It has wonderful stories about, and it's not stories, it's the future prophecy of the Lord's return. And what is his name? His name is Jesus. It's not any other name. There is no other name by which we may be saved. That's what the Word of God says. It says, reports will reach you that I have returned and I'm in this place or I'm in that place. But don't believe it. Don't believe it. If somebody says, oh, I got this guru and he's calling himself Jesus, and I heard a new one on the TV, Jesus with a Z, oh my God, what is that about? Don't believe it. If it's not in the Word of God, it is not true. That's why we need to know the Word of God. It will be evident as the lightning that flashes across the sky. In fact, when he comes back, he's not coming alone. He's coming with his angels and with us, the people who are his people, whose kingdom has grown. His kingdom has a mighty army. And which army is that? It's us. We are the army of God. We will, according to the word of God, meet him in the air. Now, I don't want to talk about whether it's before the church goes, after the church goes, in the middle of the church. The Bible is explicit and tells you exactly when he's going to call us to meet him in the air. I want you to find out about it and read it in the Word of God and let me know in Facebook when he's coming back and when we're going to meet him in the air. When I return, the world is indifferent to the things of God as the people were in Noah's day. You know, Noah built that ark 100 years. And every single day, he preached the word of God, saying, "You people better repent because one day something's going to happen and you're not going to make it." But you know what they did? They continued to drink and get married, everything as usual, right up until the day when Noah went into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Not one person outside of his family went into the ark. If they had repented, I'm sure God would have not sent the flood. But unfortunately, nobody repented. Nobody in the whole world. Can you imagine? And he says, as it was in that day of Noah's day, it's going to be the same when he comes back. And you can look around and see all the evil that's in the world now and how many people, they don't want to hear anything about God. They just want to continue doing what they're doing, killing themselves, actually. Because I see a lot of those people killing themselves by many different means. And the world will be as it was in the days of Lot. People went about their daily business, eating, drinking, buying, selling, farming, building, until the morning Lot left Sodom. Then the fire and the brimstone rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. Yes, it will be business as usual right up to the hour of Jesus' return. Friends, many people are looking for the kingdom of God in the world because there's a philosophy that the kingdom of God has arrived and it's going to come. If you're in the kingdom of God, you should have riches and blessings and live in perfect. In a perfect world, our world is not perfect. Right now, there's chaos. Right now, there's people who hate God and want to kill people who know the Lord. But the Bible says the kingdom of God is not on the outside. It's on the inside. And when you accept the Lord Jesus, you live for Jesus. Your life is no longer yours. You belong to Jesus. Your life is not your own. Like Jesus, he gave his life for us, and he expects us to do the same. Live for him. Share the word of God. Why? Because one day, as he said in this chapter, one day he's coming back. And then there will be no salvation for the people who have decided not to come into the kingdom of God. How did you come into the kingdom of God? By accepting the Lord Jesus. Every day somebody accepts the Lord, the kingdom of God grows. Luke 11:20 says, "But if I am casting out demons because of the power that I have from God, it proves that the kingdom of God has arrived. And what was he saying about that? When he was on the earth, he proved that he was God's son. He did the works that God gave him authority to do. And then he passed it on to us, his people. You have that power in you, but you can't use it if you don't know how. Like taking a gun and you don't know the rules about the gun and how to use it. But the Bible is like a gun, like a sword. It has power, but you have to know how to use it. And for that reason, you need to read it, because the word is the power. The words in there will give you power to overcome all things in your life. Amen? Friends, if you don't know this Jesus that I'm talking about, right now is the Passover. It was yesterday, and you know, he died on Friday, and he rose from the dead on Sunday. And the women saw him. Many people saw him. And so I want you to pray this prayer with me. Jesus, Lord, I love you with all my heart. I don't know you, but I want to know you. I want you to come into my life. Show me that you're real. Sincerely show me, Father God. And Lord, I ask you to forgive me for my sins. Change my life. Give me a new direction. Open up the word of God to my mind and to my heart. And Lord, I thank you, Father. I give you praise, honor, and glory, for you are worthy. Thank you for taking away my sins. I forgive people just as you have forgiven me, Father God. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for saving me today, writing my name in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you said that prayer with me and you really meant it and you received Jesus, I would like to know about it. Let me know on Facebook. All right. God bless.